Blog Talk Radio.
On a case-by-case basis, if a president is ignoring entire categories of the law, whether it be immigration, marijuana, mandatory minimum, the ACA, what is the remedy for the legislative branch?
Well, first of all, the first part of that question is, as you may know, I do criminal defense work. I would never go to a prosecutor and say, I want your prosecutorial discretion to say that the entire class of which my client belongs cannot be subject to this law, because prosecutors would look at me and say, are you insane? I am not Congress. So I wouldn't even raise the question. Now, in terms of where we go from here, I'm not too sure, because the great concern I have for this body is that it's not only being circumvented, but it is also being denied the ability to enforce its inherent powers. Many of these questions are not close in my view. The president is outside the line. But it has to go in front of a court, and that court has to grant review. And that's where we have the most serious constitutional crisis I view in my lifetime. And that is, this body is becoming less and less relevant.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Everywhere you go, take a look at 5 and 10, glistening once again, with candy canes and silver lanes aglow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store, but the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. A pair of hop-along boots and a pistol that shoots is the wish of Barney and Ben. Dolphin will talk and will go for a walk is the hope of Janice and Jen. And Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Everywhere you go,
there's a tree in the Grand Hotel, one in the park as well, a sturdy kind that doesn't mind the snow. Right within your heart.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Right within your heart, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Christmas. Merry Christmas, shipmates, and welcome once again to the program. I am your captain of freedom. I'll be your captain for this two-hour pleasure cruise. So if you want to be a part of the program, don't be afraid. Don't be shy. 646-716-7978. And yes, that was beginning to look a lot like Christmas. And like I've been saying, for the last week and a half here, we're going to be playing Christmas music all throughout the holiday. So if Christmas offends you, Merry Christmas. All right. Again, if you want to request a favorite Christmas song, we've had several requests so far. We don't have any today. But if you want one, if I have it, if I can find it, I'll download it or upload it, and I will play it. So we've got a lot to get through here today. I mean, there is so much stuff. I got up this morning, and I couldn't believe it. I did a little bit of prep work yesterday. I was trying to prepare myself because I wanted to stay up late, although that was I didn't sleep at all last night. Not even an hour. Nothing. Then I get up this morning, and we've got, oh, my God, the news is fast and furious once again. So let's get started. Again, if you want to be a part of the program today, 646-716-7978. Now, I have to start this, I have to start off today. I mean, this is the absolute most pathetic, most embarrassingly ridiculous display of desperation to date when it comes to this health care bill. I mean, this administration will stop at nothing. And we've got Mr. Harry Reid. Oh, yeah, the president didn't lie. You keep your doctor in your plan. You didn't know that? Well, yeah. Harry Reid said he doesn't lie. Oh, no, he's a Democrat. He's the majority leader. He won an election, too, so see, he has powers. And we've got another clip of Trey Gowdy as well, too. It does seem to smell a little bit like they're, like Congress is at least, I do believe Congress is at least thinking about bringing impeachment hearings, President, and rightly so. I mean, we don't need to go into all the every single transgression that this man has committed, not only against the Constitution, our laws, Congress, the American people. We all know them. We all feel them. We can't help but know them. It's time to put an end to that. Government cannot get that big in a free establishment, a free country. If this country is going to remain free, we need to keep our government in check. And again, that Constitution is supposed to protect us from that government. However, we seem, for whatever reason, just to continue giving more and more power to the president. Well, we're not giving more power to the president. The president is taking it, and we're letting him. So it's time to put an end to that. And impeachment begins at home. You want to impeach a president? Vote responsibly in the voting booth. You had a perfect opportunity in 2012 to impeach this president, and you didn't. And now that his signature piece of legislation, his so-called legacy, is now affecting you, and now you're upset? Now you are upset? Well, why weren't you paying attention? Why were you not paying attention since 2007 when all this health care crap got started? Oh, everybody's going to get health care? Oh, pre-existing conditions and my children can stay on my health care plan until they're 150? Oh, that's great. Oh, you're going to lower my premiums $2,500 a year? Well, that's great. I'm going to get a free abortion? Really? Oh, God, give me that healthcare.gov. Let me sign up for that. So here, in complete and utter total desperation, this administration, which spent your money to, I never even heard of this so-called contest of who could make the best propaganda video for Obamacare. I never even heard of that contest was out there. But it was, and yes, we have a winner. $2,000 of your money was given to this no-talent-having-obot to come up with the most absolute embarrassingly pathetic propaganda video for Obamacare. I mean, even the song itself, the music, the rhythm, the melody, I mean, it's awful. And it's supposed to be a parody of a take off of a hit song. Well, if that music, if that's a hit song, you know, I feel sorry for you youngins out there. You don't have any music. I'm sorry, but Britney Spears has no talent. Justin Bieber has no talent. Kanye West has no talent. I mean, you people got to start picking and choosing a little better than this. Look, having an open mind doesn't mean that you just accept everything that comes your way. God, we live in a lazy society. Something's going to snap in this country. I feel it. I'm telling you. So let's go ahead and let's play this. This is cut number one. This is half of the jingle. I got two of them. I may not play the second one because I'll probably puke my entire all of my organs out, and then I won't be able to continue. And I got stuff to do tonight, so I really don't feel like puking all my organs out. But we might have to do it anyway. So go ahead. Let's play this cut number one. This is This is our new Obamacare propaganda video. And this, if this video doesn't make you sign up for Obamacare, well, then nothing will.
Seems like everything's about to change in the healthcare industry. When coverage expands and they can't reject you for conditions that are pre-existing. You're young, you're wild and free, but you need to stay healthy. There's no excuse to be uninsured. Just stop for a minute and think. You're not immune to all disease. Take advantage of this opportunity. Keep your mind at ease and get some security. Don't need a lot of money, money, money to stay young and healthy, healthy, healthy. We just want to make it more fair with affordable health care. Ain't it about the cha-ching, cha-ching, ain't about the, yeah, bling, bling, affordable care, and don't worry about the price tag.
Don't worry about the price tag? It ain't about the cha-ching, cha-ching? Excuse me, little girl? It is about the cha-ching, cha-ching. Obviously, you don't have to pay for it. You're still on your parents' health care plan until you're 26. You have no concept of what the hell you're talking about there, little girl, and you are a little girl. You're a little girl in your mind, honey. You got a lot of growing up to do, sweetheart. I suggest you get started immediately. And that's the problem with these youngins today. At one point I used to feel sorry for them because they were not educated their entire lives. They have been indoctrinated since the moment that they plopped out of the womb. They have not been educated. But then again, that's not true, because there's at least half of the country that has been educating them. They refused to listen to it. So look, if you're going to refuse to acknowledge a reality, you deserve whatever that reality gives you. I don't feel sorry for these young people. I don't feel sorry for all these disenchanted obots out there now. I don't feel sorry for you people at all. You had your opportunity, but you didn't listen. You thought that you're 18, 19 years old, 20, 25. Oh, God, nobody can tell me anything. Them older people, what the hell do they know? I'm in college, God damn it. I'm smart. My college professor told me so. Well, you can fill volumes of what you don't learn in college. And you haven't learned a damn thing. Cha-ching, cha-ching. They want to make it more fair? Really? Let's see what's fair. Let's take all the people that have been working their ass off, can barely make ends meet as it is, paying for their health care, they've got a job, they're doing this, they're doing that. Now they have to pay 2, 3, 4 times as much. More money coming out of their pocket for prescription drugs. They've got to travel 100 miles to go get to a specialist. But the people that don't do anything, that just live off the government, they get it all for free. These people that have been working their ass off now have to pay for these people. Is that fair? Is that what you meant by more fair there, sweetheart? Huh? Is that what you meant by more fair? I'm just curious. What did you mean by more fair? Huh? Poor people get it for nothing, and rich people, they have to pay for it. Is that fair? Why didn't we go out and try to get these people jobs? All we had to do was simply get rid of the EPA. Get rid of those restrictions. Look how many jobs we'd have. We should be the leader of natural resources in the world. And we do have the natural resources. We should be that leader. But oh no, we can't drill for oil. But these people can fly around in their private jets and all their limousines and all that. It's okay for them to have gas-powered engines. It's okay for them to use oil, but just not you, because it'll destroy the environment and the polar bears will die. Everything you buy today comes from oil. You can't get away from it. Women? You think you don't buy products made from oil? Really? Well, let's try your lipstick. Let's try your nylons. Let's try the bottoms of your shoes. Let's try some of your clothes. Your rayons, your nylons. How about all that hand goop that you glob all over yourselves every night before you go to bed? Well, that's made from oil. And so is the container which it is sold in. You can't get away from oil. Every product you buy, plastic, there is no real rubber anymore. Rubber tires, I don't think they've made rubber tires since like the 30s or 40s. It's all been synthetic. It's all synthetic. There's no real rubber anymore. Every product you buy comes from plastic. Damn near everything that you buy today comes from oil, not plastic. I screwed up. But yet these people are out there saying, "Oh, we're gonna close all the coal mines. We're gonna close all the oil all the oil rigs. We're gonna put an end to it. We're gonna clean the planet up." No, you're not cleaning anything up. You're making a bigger mess. You are destroying people's livelihoods and their lives. If you think for one second that people are going to stand by and take that for too much longer, think again. I, for one, am going to be supporting the rebels. I'm going to be their biggest cheerleader. Why? I like freedom. And yeah, if I do get my opportunity to fight, you damn Skippy, I'm going to fight in any way possible. I'm fighting right now. I don't care who these people are anymore. I don't care if they're my family, my friends. You're going to make a ridiculous, stupid comment, I'm going to call you out on it. I'm going to fight you any way I can. You people have been fighting us. Well, I'm going to fight you back. You don't like it? Well, pull your head out of your ass and start thinking responsibly. If you don't want to think of yourself, at least think of your neighbors. They don't deserve what you want. You deserve what you want. You understand how that works? You get what you want, your neighbors get what they want. It's called freedom. Your neighbor should not have to get what you want. They don't want it. I can't play that second one. But they want to make it more fair? Forget about the price tag? Really? Well, how can these people forget about the price tag when, one, they've got sick children, they've lost their hours, they're struggling as it is right now, but now they have to go ahead and get health care because their children need a doctor, and now these people are going to have to go bankrupt just to get health care. Now, is that fair, sweetheart? Is that what you meant by being more fair? You're an idiot. I'm sorry, but, sweetheart, you're a dummy. Somebody in your life, actually a lot of people in your life, they screwed up. Nobody had the guts. Nobody was brave enough to tell you, sweetheart, that you're wrong, that you're a dummy. You're seeing things the wrong way. Nobody in your life. You obviously have no leaders in your life whatsoever. People obviously do not care about you. Well, I do care about you, sweetheart, so that's why I'm telling you. I'm not calling you an idiot because I don't like you. I'm calling you an idiot so you can learn. Why are you an idiot? Well, you need to do your homework, sweetheart, so you can find out just exactly why you are an idiot. Why don't you go talk to all these people who had to get into Obamacare? There's only a few of them. The rest of them can't afford it, so they're not signing up. Why don't you go have a conversation with these people and then tell me how Obamacare is more fair and if that cha-ching, cha-ching does anything for you. It is about the money because the people don't have the money to buy it. All right, again, going over. I'm trying to get everything done here today. So let's get going. Let's open up my treasure chest here and see if we can find any booty. Woo, doggy. More audio on the Congressional Committee hearing the other day with Trey Gowdy grilling Mr. Lazarus. I was pronouncing it whatever the hell it was, but it's Lazarus. Well, this guy is just a piece of work. so-called constitutional experts? You know what I find funny is why is it that that our so-called constitutional experts, you know, like our president, why do they seem to know less about that document than you and me? Think about it. Think about it. Why are we the only ones who can tell that this president is overstepping his bounds? Congress can't even tell, for Christ's sakes. Here this president has completely just, I mean, Congress is irrelevant now that we've got our king. Yeah, there's a few people in Congress that are upset about it, but there's not enough. It should be unanimous. It's Congress's job to create legislation. Not the president, not the EPA, not any other government agency. Congress and Congress alone, period. But what the hell do we know? We're on the right. We're racist. We support the Tea Party. What do we know? We're racist. We're haters. We hate everybody. We want to kill, kill, kill. That's all we're about. And we hate women. Oh, God. Oh, I hate them. Oh, those disgusting creatures. Those women. Ugh. Not for nothing. If it wasn't for women, we wouldn't be able to procreate. If it wasn't for men, we wouldn't be able to procreate. We wouldn't be where we are today without both men and women. And just to let you know, Left, the Tea Party is made up of, over 55% women. So this so-called war on women that we supposedly have, not exactly sure where that is. So if you don't mind, you might want to be able to tell us because we can't seem to find it. I've never seen it. I've seen you declare war on women. We can start with Sarah Palin. I mean, I know I say a lot of bad things about people, but I'm doing it out of defense. The left does it out of offense, and there's a big difference. As much as I can't stand that stupid Bashir, whatever his name is, on the air, I don't think that I would wish that somebody would defecate and urinate in your mouth. I mean, just that. Saying that sentence just makes me want to gag. Doesn't leave a very pleasant vision in your head. You know what I mean? And Harry Reid now sails his ship off the edge of the earth yesterday. We'll get more into that this morning. Good God, these people. I mean, they just don't stop. How can these people think that we are that stupid that we cannot see through this? My God, and they keep up with the lie, and they won't stop it no matter what. The more evidence we have that shows that they're wrong, the more. I mean, they double, triple, quadruple down on their lie. Because, see, since once you tell a lie in politics, you have to stick with that lie. You can't change your mind. You change your mind, well, you lose the election, and that's what it's all about, is getting reelected. Instead of working for the American people and make sure that the American people are free, making sure that our president follows the Constitution, no, we can't do that. We're into Congress to get rich. We're into Congress so we can get reelected, so we can get even richer. Impeachment starts at home. It starts with you having the mindset, the intelligence to go into the voting booth and vote responsibly. That's where impeachment begins, within you, not within Congress. Yes, Congress has the right. Absolutely, they have the right to impeach. So do we. Our impeachment is much quicker. We don't have to go through hearings. We don't have to do that. All we have to do is spend about 10 seconds into a voting booth and vote responsibly. That is your impeachment power. And we definitely need to start executing that power in 2014. I know it's a year away, but we're going to have to do it anyway. You got to, if it's going to have to take you a year to mentally prepare yourself to vote responsibly, well, then do it. This country cannot afford that kind of thinking anymore. We cannot afford it. How many more cities do you want named Detroit in this country? What is it going to take? We've destroyed city after city after city. I can't tell you how many cities have been bankrupt. California, that entire state is damn near just broke. California. With all those rich liberals there, how could that state possibly go bankrupt? Well, it's because of all the rich liberals in California. That's how it goes bankrupt. Hint, hint. Now we have another American teacher killed in Benghazi. Well, not another, but we have another American killed in Benghazi. I wonder if that was be blamed on a video, too. Can't blame the same guy. He's still in jail. Maybe we can blame his brother. I wonder if he's got a brother. Also, Nelson Mandela passes away yesterday. South Africa, along with the world, is mourning his loss. He was a communist. He was a communist, but he did stand for something good. And he did. I think there was something that he did bring. He did finally put an end to apartheid. He didn't really do it, but his because of his imprisonment and his fight, and he becomes president. Even though he was a communist, he still was fighting for something good. So it just goes to show you, you can be a bad person but still do something good. Now the young'uns kicked out of the theater so Mr. Thrill Up His Leg can slobber all over the president in a puke-fest interview. Well, I do know what it's like to have my rehearsal taken away. That's not fun, and it's ridiculous. There's no excuse for it. I've had it taken away at the Vanderbilt Museum here in Centerport Museum. You want to talk about Nazis? Good God, every single one of those people that worked there, for Christ's sakes. They're maniacs there. They got a wonderful museum. They don't need to be that uptight. But this is what happens when you give somebody just a tiny little itty-bitty, just a smidgen of a little bit of power. They've got to extend it to the nth degree. And for what? To show that they're big and tough? Well, you're not big and tough. You're an asshole. Sit down and shut up. Zip it, Zippy. Not interested. Well, I wonder what that interview was really like. I'm really not interested in it because it's vomit. Why would I want to be interested in having this Mr. Thrill Up His Leg when he's got spittle out of his mouth? My God, wear a bib or something. Wipe your chin once in a while, Mr. Matthews. You disgust me. My God. Wipe your face. Comb your hair. Do something. Lose some weight. Shut up. Oh, look at this. San Francisco wants to ban butterflies. Really? They want to ban butterflies. Wonder what the hell that one's all about. But it's San Francisco, so it wouldn't be a bit surprised, whatever the hell they want to ban. I guess somebody was walking down the street and said, hey, you know what? I'm a conservative, and I love butterflies. Whoa, wait a minute. Conservatives love butterflies. We got to ban it. Whoa, let's get city council in here. We need a meeting now. Whoa. NYPD cracks down on guns. What is with this New York City and their guns? They're writing letters to people and demanding that they turn in their guns. Has any of them sons of bitches in New York City ever read the Constitution? We know that mayor hasn't. That piece of work. Thank God he's finally getting the hell out of here. But that de Blasio, I don't find him being any much better. Actually, I find him going to be even worse. What's the matter with you, New York City? I know you're liberal, but I mean, come on. Start thinking a little bit, please. Your decisions do affect us. See, that's the difference between the left and the right. The left thinks about themselves. The right thinks about the entire country. That's the big difference between the left and the right. We're not out to get what we want just because we want it. We want to get out for the American people, for everybody. Freedom isn't just for the right. Freedom is for everybody, not just the right. Freedom is for the left. Freedom is for the right. It's just the way it is. And last but not least, if my brother is sober enough to call in this morning, we'll get some NFL picks of the week, which I lost last night. I was going to pick Jacksonville. That was my first thought. But I thought, Houston's got to come back. They're a big, stronger team, and Jacksonville is just pathetic. Well, Jacksonville won the football game. So it just goes to show you, man, you never know. You got to play the game, man. You don't know what the outcome's going to be until you play the game, and you got to play all 60 minutes. There we are. Excuse me. All right, let's get back to here's a real short clip here. This is, again, getting back to the committee hearing the other day with Trey Gowdy, which I do. I like this Trey Gowdy. I like this guy. He's a guy. He's a smart guy. He's a prosecutor. He's out looking for the best interests of the entire country. He's not out looking for him. He's not out looking, sucking up to his constituents so they'll vote him back in. He's not even thinking about his election. Best that I can tell, I see him more focused on his job than he is focused on his reelection. We need more of those Trey Gowdys. We need more of the Ted Cruzes. We need more of these people who are not afraid to stand up to the establishment. We need people that are not afraid to say, hey, wait a minute, we want freedom, and we're going to fight like hell to get it. We shouldn't have to fight to get it because we already got it. How many people had to die in the Revolutionary War? That's right, men, women, and children. There wasn't just men that died in that war. People died in that war, real people. How many people had to die in that war so we can get a document that gives us our freedom and protects us from a tyrannical government? How many people had to die for that? And now this president comes along and just completely dismisses it. Have you ever read a history book, Mr. President? Are you familiar with the Revolutionary War? Well, if you're not, you're about to have a second one. Because the American people are not going to stand for this any longer. These people are going to go. They're going to blow. They're going to snap. I'm going to snap trying to think, trying to get people from not snapping. But I won't be able to control it. It's going to be a natural response. They're going to snap, Mr. President. I'm trying to get you to understand that. So you can change a little bit so you can keep these people from snapping. But they're going to do it. Mark my words. Put it in the book right here, right now. That's exactly what we don't need. We do not need a goddamn war in this country. We've already got enough stupid wars in this country. We don't need a bloody war. We do not need it. We don't want it. We can't afford it. We do not need it. I don't want it. I don't want to even hear about it. I don't even like thinking about it. But you have to understand that the reality is out there, that you can only push people so far and for so long, and when they stand up, when they uprise and they say, stop pushing me, and they start pushing back, things get very ugly very quickly. Simple human psychology. Mr. President, pay attention to this, please. You're not going to think of the American people. You're not going to think of yourself. Think of your family, for crying out loud. Think your daughters want to live in a country that's in a war, a civil war? No, hell no. Nobody wants that. But you're going to push these people, Mr. President. All of you Democrats. It's not just the president. He's just the captain of the team. But all of you, Mr. Reed, you need to slow down, Chief. Your president lied, and you went out and you lied with him. You are no less guilty than him. You're actually more guilty for telling somebody else's lie, which is just mind-boggling. All right, let's play this second Trey Gowdy. I'm going a little bit over here, and I got to get cracking here. Otherwise, we're never going to get anything done. So let's go with Trey Gowdy, cut number two. Go.
If he can suspend mandatory minimum and immigration laws, why not election laws?
Because we live in a government of laws, and the president is bound to obey them and apply them.
Well, he's not applying the ACA, and he's not applying immigration laws, and he's not applying marijuana laws, and he's not applying mandatory minimums. What's the difference?
Yeah, he's also not applying justice. He's not applying domestic tranquility, providing for the common defense, nor is he promoting the general welfare. Nor is he secure, nor is he even coming close to secure the blessings of liberty. What liberty? The man took it all away. He owns it. He owns all the liberty. If you want it, well, I guess you have to fill out a request form in triplicate before you can get a little bit of liberty, if the president will give it to you and for how long he wants to give it to you. We're a nation of laws, Mr. President, and it's time to start respecting them. I want my Constitution followed. I want my Constitution followed. Now, if that's too much to ask, well, then good. I'm glad that I asked too much and I offended you. But it's not too much to ask. We already have it on the books. Why should we have to ask for something that we already have, huh? Does that make any sense? Am I the only one who can't seem to put that together? You have to ask for something that you already have? Huh? Unbelievable, unbelievable. Hey, you remember this? Remember when the president said this? Remember this?
We will keep this promise to the American people.
Yep.
If you like your doctor, you will be able to keep your doctor.
Yes, you will.
If you like your health care plan,
I like it.
You'll be able to keep your health care plan.
Gee, thanks.
Period.
Mr. Obama.
First of all, if you've got health insurance, you like your doctor, you like your plan, you can keep your doctor. You can keep your plan. Nobody is talking about.
Shut up. Oh, Almighty. On and on and on. Yeah, you keep your plan. You keep your doctor. You keep anything you want. Yeah. You can keep it until I take it away from you. Well, we already know that you can't keep your doctor. You can't keep your plan. You can't keep your job. You can't keep your liberty. You can't keep your freedom of speech. You can't keep anything. But Mr. Reed, he goes out there on live television on one of, what is it, what was that? It was a local Las Vegas TV station, KSNV, an NBC affiliate. Gee, I wonder why that surprises me. An NBC affiliate. And, of course, this local, I guess, reporter, whoever the hell he was. I mean, just what a piece of work. He never challenged him. He agreed with him. Oh, yeah, right. What kind of a reporter isn't going to challenge somebody who just blatantly lied to your face? Why would you not challenge him? Well, because these people are part of the problem. So this is Harry Reid yesterday on live television in Las Vegas.
The people said for the president to go out and say, you will be able to keep your coverage if you'd like it. And there were thousands of people that found out that that was not actually possible.
But I still go back and say what I said earlier. What he said was true.
Okay.
If you want to keep the insurance you have, you can keep it.
Yeah, really. Yeah, you can keep it. Yeah, that's true. That's what I said before. Oh, yeah. I said that before. Oh, yeah. See, that's what a politician does. If a politician gets caught lying, they have to continue that lie. Instead of saying, you know what? I was misinformed. I got some bogus information. I've now learned the truth. So it is no longer this. It is now that. Me, personally, I would respect somebody who would do that. But that's me. I'm not anybody like anybody else. I'm just like me, and that's it. I got nothing but me in me. But I can respect people who admit that they're wrong. Okay, fine. They were misinformed. They thought it was going to be this, but it ended up being that. Maybe, Mr. Reed, if you actually read the goddamn bill before you put it up for a vote in the middle of the night, cramming it down the American people's throat, promising all your fellow Democrat colleagues with all these pork sandwiches just to get them to sign on. Mary Landrieu, remember her? How big was that pork sandwich you got again, Miss Landrieu? How big was that? How many was it billions or was it just millions? But you got to pass the bill before you can find out what's in it. Otherwise, we're never going to know. Yeah, we do know what's in it. Now we got an American teacher who was killed in Benghazi yesterday. The State Department identified the victim as Ronald Thomas Smith II. And confirmed that he was a teacher at an international school in Benghazi. I didn't know they had international schools in Benghazi. To me, it seems to me, I guess I'm wondering, I'm not trying to pass any judgment or fault on anybody, but I'm wondering, why is that teacher even over there? I mean, that's one of the hottest zones on planet Earth. Why do we have any Americans over there? Those people in Libya, they don't like Americans. And yes, I know this teacher was very well liked throughout his community. Okay, that's fine. But with the amount of Al-Qaeda and all other terrorist organizations that are running hog wild throughout the entire country of Libya, actually throughout the entire Middle East, you don't need to be putting Americans into harm's way again. That teacher should have been removed immediately. He should not have been there. But he was there. He wanted to be there. He was doing good work as far as all the reports that I've seen. He was doing good work. I'm not mad at him. I'm mad at our government. Look, Benghazi is not exactly friggin' Disneyland. All right? There's no Mickey Mouses, there's no Donald Ducks, there's a lot of Goofies, but it's not Disneyland. It's a war zone. All I'm saying is if we've got very dangerous areas, we need to keep our people out of there. Again, providing for the common defense, but that's just me. I'm a constitutionalist, you know. There I go again with that C word. All right, another penny in the cuss jar. I'd like to put a quarter in it, but Obama took all my money away, so all I can afford is a penny. We can confirm that a U.S. citizen was shot and killed in Benghazi, a State Department spokeswoman Mary Harf said in the statement. I haven't seen one State Department press secretary, and I can't tell you how long. This administration, the State Department press secretaries, not only does every one of these women have attitudes, they're just a nasty, sour, bitter attitude. How dare you ask me a question? Well, excuse me there, little missy, you're not the queen. You're just the press secretary. So answer my goddamn question. These girls, I mean, where did they find these women? And even the men are stupid. The women are bitches and the men are idiots. Where do they find these people? How can these people be press secretaries? Look, you don't have to have an attitude to be a press secretary. That's not your job. Your job is to answer the press's questions truthfully and honestly. Aren't you supposed to be the most transparent administration? I have no respect for those people at all. None. I can't. I'm sick and tired of being forced to have respect for people that I just simply don't respect. So I don't respect them. We offer our condolences to the victims' loved ones. We are in contact with the family and are providing all appropriate consular assistance. Out of respect for the privacy of those affected, we have no further comment at this time. For questions on the investigation, I refer you to the Libyan authorities. Why would our authorities have anything to do with it? It's only our American lives that are being lost. Oh, go talk to the Libyans. Find out who did it. It was just a couple excitable boys. They were out playing with guns, and they just, you know, went off. It was an accident. It's all right. The American was one of four people killed in Benghazi yesterday. Four of them. Four people killed yesterday. Imagine that. Remember that? Remember that time? Didn't we have four people killed a little over a year ago in Benghazi? What were they trying to do? Recreate the crime scene? He was actually shot not too far from that embassy, by the way. Or diplomatic facility, I forgot. So four people killed yesterday and whose bodies were taken to the Al-Ghala, dangers of a city that is home to numerous armed groups resisting the central government's authority, of course. Libya's heavy armed militias with roots in the 2011 war against dictator Muammar Gaddafi have proliferated since his overthrow. Really? Yeah. How about that? How about that Obama administration's foreign fallacy? Yeah, that's working great. Maybe that's why he got that Nobel Peace Prize. No, that's right. He got that for winning an election. Yeah. Right. So now let's go to this. We got the young'uns kicked out of the theater, so Mr. Thrill Up His Leg can interview the president, slobber all over himself, tingle himself into a frenzy. So a group of young ballerinas rehearsing for the Nutcracker was kicked out of the American University's theater, so MSNBC's host Chrissy Matthews, Slobberfest Matthews, could interview the President Obama on Thursday, which was yesterday. Look, I understand, yeah, you need a theater, but you don't have to take it away from somebody who already had a contract, which they did. They had a contract. Look, when you sign a contract, you're supposed to live up to it. I don't care if they're six-year-old kids or not. Maybe you people should have thought about certain things before, well, you did certain things. And see, that's another thing that this country has a big problem with. Nobody wants to think before they act. They act and then think later. Assume and accuse and then fill in the facts later. That's all you need to do. They could have found someplace else. First of all, this interview with Mr. Matthews, with the president, what is the point? What is this guy really, what is going on right now that this guy really needs to have an interview with the president? We already know that you can't keep your doctor, you can't keep your plan. What are we going to discuss? We're going to go back to Benghazi and find out what exactly happened, who was actually in charge, who gave the stand down order? Are we going to talk about that, Mr. Matthews? I know it's not very thrilling for you. Does it make your leg tingle? But four Americans were killed. Yeah, I know. It was only four. Not a big deal. Plus, they knew what they were getting into. I mean, they knew it was a dangerous environment. Come on. We don't need security. We got 400 surface air missiles here. What the hell do we need security for? Plus, only four of them died. Plus, we, you know, after it happened, it was so far away, we would never get there in time. It's taco night on the base. You know, the pilots are tired. You know, they've been working all day. Come on. I mean, we can't get there in time, so, you know. Unbelievable. Let's see. Melissa Carney, the ballet company's artistic director, told the Washington Post they had signed a contract to rent the theater in January. Well, I'd be suing them. I'd be getting my money back. I guarantee you that. President or no president, you could have rescheduled your stupid little puke fest interview, Mr. Matthews and Mr. President. You're not that busy. I'm sorry, but you're not. And how do I know that you're not busy, Mr. President? Well, what have you done? What is it that you do? You never spend any time in the Oval Office. You're either on the golf course or you're out campaigning. We don't want any more campaigns. We don't want any more campaign speeches. We don't want any more campaign promises. We want action. We want our doctors back. We want our health care back. We want our jobs back. We want our liberty back. They did not ask us, she told the Post. They just told us. Well, why should they? Ron, this is the king, sweetheart. Don't you understand? They don't have to ask you a damn thing. He's the king. These people, don't you know the man's a king? He doesn't need Congress. He doesn't need the Constitution. There I go again. How many times, more times am I going to say that C word today? Unbelievable I am. Filthy mouth. And this is their response to these people. This is how just insensitive and just selfish these people really are. We regret the short notice and do recognize the impact of the compacted time frame operations on the dancers and the company. Well, obviously you don't, but that's all right. As a result, the university is offering substantial concessions to the dance company for rental and labor and are working to accommodate the interests of all parties while ensuring that the show goes on for Ballet Petit. I wonder what these substantial concessions to the dance company would be. I wonder if they're going to give those little girls free abortions. I wonder if that's what they had in mind. Substantial concessions. Well, where's that money going to come from? Well, I guess the taxpayers. How about if it comes out of your own pocket, Mr. Matthews and Mr. Obama? Why don't you pay for it? You got enough money, the both of you. Put your money together, get out your checkbook, and write these little girls a check. Jerks. Oh, my God, and sweet blue heaven. I was hoping we wouldn't have to get into this, but I guess it's here right now. San Francisco is to now ban...
Man, you're a butterfly.
All right. We get it. Butterflies are free to fly. That's absolutely correct, except for in San Francisco. If it wasn't for San Francisco, I would think this is a hoax. I really would. Who would think that you would ban butterflies? Well, let's get in here and let's find out. San Francisco is now floating the idea of banning butterflies, or more specifically, the release of butterflies at weddings, funerals, and ceremonies. Oh! If the Board of Supervisors approves this ban, it will then become law. Butterflies. Butterfly in your pocket, or are you just happy to see me? I mean, what the frig? Liam O'Brien, a self-proclaimed urban moth nut, claims that releasing butterflies is disastrous to the environment. Now, how the hell can that be disastrous to the environment? I thought these people were all about animals had more rights than humans. See, that's why they've come up with this Agenda 21. You know that sustainable development. It's connected with Common Core. You know what they're teaching your little six-year-old kids? Yeah. How to be angry, how to fight with people, how to fight with your parents, how to hate the right. They're indoctrinating these children at 6 years, 5 and 6 years old, how to hate. And then turn around and blame the right for being haters. That's what they're teaching your kids in school. You might want to pay attention to your children's lessons these days. Even teachers are now saying, wait a minute, you're taking my job away from me. Well, that's right. because the government knows more than you. The government has no business being in business. They have no business being in the education business. They have no business being in any business. You run the country. You stay out of the American people's lives, and you follow the Constitution! They are not creatures to be owned. They are not party favors for the human circus. Well, what the hell are you? You! You are part of the human circus. You're a Democrat. What, are you kidding me? Equally as mind-blowing as the proposed ban, the fact that there is a multi-million dollar butterfly breeding industry. Wait a minute. Bells are starting to... Uh-oh, we got alarms starting to go off here. Let's continue, see if I'm right. Apparently, a successful breeder can earn to $250,000 a year. Uh-oh, that's what it is. I knew it. Now we see why these butterflies are being banned. It's not because it's disastrous to the environment, because butterflies don't destroy the environment. I can't stand insects. I hate bugs. I'm scared to death of them. Butterflies don't freak me out that much. But butterflies don't destroy the environment. Pretty sure about that one. They're not disastrous to the environment. I mean, you're going to have pigs. You're going to need a lot of them to be disastrous to the environment. I mean, a lot. I don't think there's enough butterflies on planet Earth to be enough to destroy the environment and be disastrous. And that's what it is. These people are actually making a living, and that's where the threat becomes. The fact that they're earning $250,000 a year for selling butterflies so people can go launch them off at their wedding and funerals and ceremonies and this and that and every birthday parties, bar mitzvahs, whatever the hell. Because people are out making money, that's what they have to, stop that. How dare you try to get ahead? You don't get ahead on your own, God damn it. We're the government. We tell you when you get ahead. Now you get to the end of the line and you be poor like everybody else. That's what this is all about. This is a complete and total attack on capitalism. Here these people saw an opportunity because they lost their job. Well, let's breed butterflies and sell them to people. Let's make that's a brilliant, it's a genius business. If people are going to buy it, you have supply and you have demand. If you have demand and you have no supply, well, you know, not much business is going to go on. But if you have supply and you have demand, guess what? You have a business transaction. Guess what? One party gets happy for buying what they wanted, and the other party gets happy because now they're getting paid and they can feed their children. How was that so horrible of going out trying to make a living? It's because these people went out and used entrepreneurship to make a living for themselves. They have to now be penalized because these poor people over here are too fat and freaking lazy to get off their goddamn asses and put down their bags of Cheetos, shoving down their freaking gullets, and go out and find a goddamn job. We got to take from these people who went out there and came up with an idea. And they're making money. We got to take that money away from them. We got to take away their ability to earn a living. Now, Mr. President, since you're such a big, giant constitutional scholar, is that promoting the general welfare? Huh? Is that securing the blessings of liberty? Go back on the golf course. Better off there than... in Washington. I mean, that's ridiculous. Because, again, these people are making money. Somebody went out and they took the... They said, wait a minute. I don't have the money. I don't have any jobs. I got nothing here. I need to make a living. Oh, I found a couple of butterflies. Let me breed them and sell them to people. And because of that, they now have to lose their opportunity to earn a living. And they blame it... Well, it's destroying the environment, and animals aren't should be owned by people. Really? How many of these people own pets, I wonder? Cats, dogs. They're animal lovers. I'm an animal lover. I've had pets my entire life. It's a beautiful relationship between animals and man. And why is that? Well, because man is an animal too. We are not separate from animals. We're a mammal just like any other mammal. We're an animal. We are part of the wild kingdom. But they don't understand that. They think that, well, you've got the wild kingdom and then you have these evil humans. We have to eradicate the human race. So the animals, they can live in peace. So we don't have any humans and the world will continue. Well, the world won't continue that way. Now, all these people, they want to get rid of the population. Why don't they lead by example and get rid of themselves first? That'll control the population. Oh, no, we can't do that. We just got to get rid of the right. Because they're evil. They don't like taxes. They don't like big government. They like freedom. They like liberty. They like to think on their own, these people, these Tea Partiers, these tea baggers. They want to think on their own? Ah, what kind of creeps are these people? We're good creeps. That's what we are. We're free creeps. And we're going to remain free. Why? Well, because we're going to fight you every step of the way. Game on. Now, here's another list. I mean, if you think, you know, banning butterflies, listen to this. Guns. There are no guns allowed in San Francisco, period, or ammunition. Except for unless you're a criminal. Then you can have all the guns you want. That's easy, you know. Because, you know, we all know that legal guns kill people. It's not the illegal guns that were, well, stolen or purchased on the black market. Those guns don't kill people. It's the legal guns. You know, the ones that you buy at that gun show, that evil racist gun show. Mm-hmm. So they ban guns. They ban ammunition. Plastic bags. Can't have plastic bags. Plastic bags. Huh. Where do they put their garbage in? They just throw it in the street? Can't have paper bags because you cut down a tree. You can't cut down a tree because you kill a polar bear. For every tree you cut down, you kill at least two polar bears. So you can't have paper bags. Can't have plastic bags. What are we going to make the bags out of? Own an unneutered pit bull. I don't know what the hell that has to do with anything. Because your pit bull isn't neutered? Well, what if you don't want to neuter the animal? I prefer not to neuter my animals because I think they should be able to just live like normal animals. And so what? They have puppies? They have kittens? Well, you give them away to people who want one. It's not a big to-do. You can always find somebody to get a puppy or a kitten. You put up a big sign in your front yard, free puppies, free kittens, guaranteed they're gone in no time. People love animals. Animals love people. We get along just fine. But if you're in San Francisco, you got to make sure all of your animals are neutered. It's against the law. We'll throw you in jail. And you can't declaw your cat. Well, I don't declaw my cat. I guess I can understand it. But if you don't want your cat getting on your, like, certain kinds of furniture and destroy it, and it's an inside cat, if the procedure is done properly, you know, I don't see a whole big, you know, I don't see a whole big to-do here. And how are they going to find out that you, what do? They go around door to door? Do you have any pets? Oh, you got a pit bull? Let me see. Is it neutered? Oh, you got a cat? Well, let me see his claws. Well, you go door to door? How do they find out? How do they find this out? What the hell? What's the matter with these people? I used to love going to. I went to San Francisco, I don't know how many times. I went there as a little kid. I also went there in the Navy several times. Yeah, it's a crazy city, just like any other city, but I had a great time in it. There's a lot to see. There's beautiful places all over that whole Bay Area. Even Oakland, for God's sakes. Alameda, San Francisco, San Jose. Yeah, there's some bad areas. There's bad areas in any place you go to. I don't care where you are. But there is a lot to offer in that town. But the people don't offer you anything. You can't enjoy yourself living in a city like that anymore. Not when you're unable to think on your own, you're unable to feel on your own. You need the government to tell you everything. Well, Mr. Government, I don't know what the frig to think about today. And I can't get through to healthcare.gov. And I tried calling the hotline, and they referred me to the chat line on healthcare.gov, but the chat line referred me to the phone. Then I go back on the website, and it's crashed. So how am I supposed to find out this stuff? So you can't declaw your cat and feeding parrots. You can't feed the parrots. What if you have a parrot? You can't feed it? You have to let it die? Pet sales, including goldfish. You can't buy goldfish in San Francisco. You can't even sell pets. How do people get pets in San Francisco? Are they trying to outlaw pets? I thought all these liberals were all about animals. Animals had more rights than humans. But you can't sell pets in San Francisco, including goldfish. Oh my God, what the hell kind of a town is this? You can't sell toys in Happy Meals. What does that have to do? Why would you not? You can't sell a toy for a Happy Meal? We'll see, because they don't want the children wanting to get that hamburger because they're going to turn out to be fat. Well, you know what? It is your God-given right to be as fat as you want to, regardless of how you think they look. You don't like the way they look? Well, then turn your freaking head. I don't like the way you look. I look at some of these people, and I gag, puke, barf, and spit up all my entire breakfast, lunch, and dinner that I've had since the moment I came out of the womb. But I can't outlaw you, but you can outlaw me because I got a couple extra pounds. It's none of your goddamn business if these kids want to be fat. It's none of your goddamn business who wants to be fat. Segways on sidewalks. You know what those segways are? You know those, you know, people who can't walk? I'm one of those people. Sometimes I can't get out of bed. Sometimes I can't walk. I'm in pain 24/7. I was hit by a big giant tow truck parked at a stoplight, and my body has been screwed ever since, and it's going to be that way for the rest of my life. I can't do anything about it. I got screwed over in a lawsuit. That's all. I got nothing. I lost everything. Wasn't able to work. I lost my job. Wasn't able to pay my bill. Lost my truck. I lost a lot of stuff because of that accident. And what did I get in return? Nothing. Nothing. So I do know what it's like. I don't like to walk around with my cane sometimes, even though sometimes I have to. But I hate it because, one, it's embarrassing. To have to walk with a cane, it just embarrasses the hell out of me. And two, it hurts my back even more, but it does keep me from falling over. Not all the time, because there have been times I have fallen over with my cane. Let me tell you, when that cane gets jammed in your side when you fall, when you hit the deck, let me tell you, it hurts. I got back braces. I've got, you name it. I walk with my, I can't drive a car anymore because of it. I physically cannot drive an automobile, not for very long. I can go down the street, that's about it. But after that, no. My body kinks up, I just can't. It's not safe for me to be behind the wheel, so I took myself off the road. It's not safe for me to be behind the wheel with what I have. I had my back give out on me when I was driving one time. I barely made it home, and I said, I can't have this again. My back goes out, and I'm going to be running over somebody. I can't live with that. I cannot live with that. I walk with my bicycle. That seems to work a lot better than the cane. And some mornings I feel great. I don't feel any pain at all. And that's when I get hurt. It's when I don't feel any pain. That's when I can do anything I want to. And then I'm crippled again. So I do understand people that will have difficulty in walking, especially elderly people like me who are hit by people who thought that it was more important to be talking to their little girlfriend on their goddamn cell phone than it was to be paying attention to their driving, especially when they're driving a big, giant truck. I have no recollection how I got out of that accident. I don't remember hardly anything. My life has been screwed ever since. I spent 9 days in the hospital from that damn thing. Couldn't move. Couldn't move my legs, couldn't move. I thought for sure I was paralyzed. The most frightening experience I've ever been in. Crash and burn in my apartment, couldn't move my legs. I thought for sure, oh my God, I knew what it was. I knew it was because of the accident. I thought for sure that I was done, that I was paralyzed and I was going to be living in a wheelchair. I've had to be in wheelchairs. I don't like them. So I do everything that I can to not be in a wheelchair. I don't like them. I get embarrassed. I don't make fun of people that are wheelchairs. I give them the leeway. I don't overdo it because they don't need that. I treat them just like any other person. And I can't stand people who park in handicap zones that you get out and they're walking and they're driving in these fancy sports cars, but they put this little sticker up here, this little blue card on their windshield. Unless you are in an actual wheelchair, you have no business being in those handicap zones. I can't stand people that do that crap. So if you're one of those people, stop it. So you can't have these segways on the sidewalk. So old people, they can't walk. So they're not allowed to get on one of these segways and walk on the sidewalk. Tobacco sales at pharmacies. Well, you can't sell tobacco at a pharmacy. You can't sell soda. Can't get Coke or Pepsi. Can't get it in vending machines on city property. Any city property, you cannot have a vending machine that sells Coke and Pepsi. Root beer. 7-Up. Nope, can't have it. It's on city property. I'm just wondering... where freedom comes into all of this. Also, you can't have styrofoam food containers. You can't have that in San Francisco either. So what do these people put their food in when they take it home? Do you just open up your hands and they just slop it into your hands? How are you supposed to drive home then with it? Or you just have to eat it right there? What do you put the food in? Can't have plastic. Can't have styrofoam. What the hell do these people put their foods in? Do they even eat in San Francisco? What can you do in San Francisco? Well, you can vote for Nancy Pelosi and you can get an abortion. You can get that in San Francisco. But if you wanted freedom, forget it. You ain't going to get it. How about this? New York Police Department cracks down on long guns that hold more than 5 rounds. What is this deal with this 5 rounds crap? Okay, so you got a clip that only holds 5 rounds. Okay, well, you can still pick off 4 or 5 people. Boom, 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 boom. Takes less than a second and a half to discharge that clip and put another one in. Boom, 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 boom. How was that going to solve anything? Look, the legal guns aren't the guns that are killing people. It's the illegal guns. But we can't go after that. We can't go after them. You see, that would be racist. See what I mean? All the Mexican cartels and of course, our own government who buys and sells weapons, they give the weapons to the cartels. It's okay for them to buy and sell weapons, but not you. Am I the only one who sees the hypocrisy in that one? Or am I just over-exaggerating? Am I just looking too deep into it? It's okay for the government to buy and sell weapons to the drug cartels in Mexico so they can shoot up not only their people, but they can shoot up our Border Patrol people. And our Border Patrol officers now, it's illegal for them to stop anybody from illegally crossing the border. How about that? Huh. Let me ask you something, Mr. Government. If you're, if you know that you live in an environment like we live in the world today, a post 9/11 environment, and you know already that there's lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of people that want to come to the United States illegally and kill us. They do want to kill us. They're here right now. All they got to do is get the call, boom, and they go kill. So we have people illegally crossing our borders, bringing in God knows what kind of people that they're really bringing in. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that there's probably some good intentioned people coming over to the United States for a better life. But there's also a lot of very bad people coming over here to destroy our way of life. So I'm just wondering, when it comes for our government, the preamble of the Constitution now, still the first sentence, is to provide for the common defense. Now, if you are going to allow, first of all, anybody to come over to the United States without our Border Patrol, it's illegal for the Border Patrol to arrest these people illegally crossing the border. So they can bring in as many young girls for prostitution as they want to. They can bring in as many drug cartels as they want to. They can bring in as many thugs and criminals and creeps and anybody and everybody that they want to. But it's illegal for the Border Patrol to arrest them. Now, I'm sorry, but providing a common defense is not in play here. If you are providing a common defense, you would have that border a lot more secure than it is now. Now, what the hell is the purpose of Border Patrol if you can't arrest these people? If it's illegal for the Border Patrol to arrest an illegal alien crossing our border illegally, what the hell is the point of having the Border Patrol? Get rid of them. Why do you need them? We don't need Congress. Why don't we just get rid of that, too? We got a king. What the? We don't need anything like that. We don't need Congress. We don't need Border Patrol. We got the EPA. I mean, that's all the law enforcement that we need in this country. We don't need Border Patrol. They're racist, and God forbid if these people come over here and want to vote. Oh God, how dare these states try to make it mandatory that you show your ID before you vote. Yet, you can't even sign up for Obamacare without an ID. You need ID to sign up for Obamacare, but you don't need an ID to vote. Anybody got any ideas of why that is? Aha, that's right. So Democrats can win more elections. All of you aliens coming over here illegally, and I really don't care that you don't like the fact you're not an undocumented worker because you don't have a job. You're not an undocumented immigrant because you are documented because you've been signed up into Obamacare and you have a voter registration card. You are documented. You are an illegal alien, period. Period. But we got to get rid of those guns, damn it. So here, New York, the demand came in from some 500 letters mailed out to owners of registered long guns, shotguns. I didn't know you had to register a shotgun. That seems a little much. That are in violation of a 2010 city ordinance. The first option for the letter's recipient is to immediately surrender your rifle and or shotgun to your local police precinct and notify this office of the invoice number. The firearm may be sold or permanently removed from the city of New York thereafter. I'm living in New York City. You're going to have to pull that gun away from my cold, dead hands. That is absolutely inexcusable. Immediately surrender your rifle and or shotgun to your local police precinct? Maybe I read this wrong here. Let me try this again. Where is that? I'm going to make sure that I read this correctly. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Nope, I read it correctly. I guess the people in New York City didn't read it correctly. We know the mayor didn't read it. Obviously, this police department hasn't read it. They can have guns, but you can't? Uh-uh. Wrong answer, cops. Wrong answer. You understand me? You got guns? We're going to have guns. That's not a free society when only the government has guns and the people don't. That's called tyranny. Maybe you haven't been paying attention to what goes on in the world. There's countries out there that have that. They're called tyrants. We don't have a tyranny form of government. We are guaranteed a republican form of government in our Constitution. We are a republic. Whether you want to accept it or not, Mr. President, we are still a republic. And we will, the people, the American citizens, will fight to preserve that republic. You can try to take it away as much as you want to, sir, but I guarantee you, you will fail. You're getting some success, but you're not going to complete the mission. Not as long as there's people like me. And there's a lot of people like you out there. You, Mr. President, are not going to complete that mission. We are a nation of laws, and you need to start respecting them. We have a Constitution. And everything in that Constitution is in that Constitution for a reason. The Second Amendment is in that Constitution for this very reason, what you are doing right here, right now in New York City. That's exactly why that Constitution has the Second Amendment. That's right. The Second Amendment is designed to do one thing and one thing only. It has nothing to do with hunting or self-defense. Well, it is self-defense, but it's not self-defense in that an intruder breaks into your home and starts raping and killing your family. That's not the kind of the self-defense that I'm talking about. Self-defense that I'm talking about is the reason why that Second Amendment is in the Constitution, so the American people have the right to uprise against their government if it ever turns tyrannical. That's why the Second Amendment is in the Constitution and for no other goddamn reason, period. So why do you think the government is trying to take those guns out of your hands? Well, how can they control you if you have a gun? They can't. See? That's the whole point. The government should not control us. We should control our government. But we haven't been controlling our government. And why? Well, we've been lazy. We've been sold a bill of goods, and we just bought it hook, line, and sinker. That's it. Go ahead. Keep telling me more lies. That's it. Thank you, sir. May I have another? Thank you, sir. May I have another? Believable. The notice is mailed November 18, also give owners the option. Oh, you get an option. Oh, that's awful. That's awful nice of them. Also give owners the options of demonstrating the gun has been moved out of New York City Police Department jurisdiction. Well, how do you do that? You bring the gun to the police department and say, yeah, here, I got my gun here, but I moved it to Connecticut. Oh, okay. Carry on. What do? You get on your cell phone, you snap a selfie with you holding your gun next to a sign that, you know, says that you're, you know, welcome to Connecticut. How do you prove that? And why do you need to have that? See, the whole point of the Second Amendment is to keep people, tyrants like you in the police department and in the government, from controlling us. See, this is our government, our lives, not yours. You don't control our lives. We control our lives. So New York has the strictest gun laws in the entire country. How many murders do they have every year? In Chicago, too. Yeah, you know, you remember that city. Yeah, the president, our king. Yeah, he was the community organizer of Chicago. He organized Chicago. Yeah, murder capital of the country. That was his community he organized. Did he lose his job? Nope. Not once, but twice. And if he has anything to do with it, it may be thrice. However, I don't think so. The American people, I think even a lot of Democrats have had enough. But we can't wait another year. I mean, look at the damage that this man can cause. I mean, the amount of damage this man can cause just with the stroke of a pen. Now, he's got a whole year left, or a whole, what, almost 3 years now. Or it's actually less than 3 years now left of executive order privilege. Just think of the damage that this man can do, and that's exactly what he's doing. He's trying to cram as much liberalism down our throats as he possibly can before he is either impeached or his term is up. Well, if we continue to allow this man to stroke his pen on a daily basis, how are we going to repair that? How would we repair that? We wouldn't. We'd have to tear down the entire government, and that's not that easy. So how are we going to do that? First of all, we need to start demanding. We need to be a little bit more demanding of our leaders. We can no longer be afraid of the bullies like Harry Reid and Nancy Pelosi and the Debbie Dum-Dum Wasserman Schultz, and yes, even our king, our supreme leader, Barack Hussein Obama. We can no longer be afraid of him. They're bullies. We stand up to bullies. That's how you defeat a bully. You stand up to them. We need to start standing up to our leaders, demanding they work for us. They do what we want, not what they want. Not what the president wants, but what we want. This is our government, not theirs. All right. I got to take a complete and absolute insensitive, homophobic, racist, misogynistic, absolutely just vile, disgusting Christmas break here. So we'll be back in a few minutes. It looks like my brother isn't sober enough yet this morning to call in for some football picks. So maybe this song might get him to call. So we'll be back in just a couple of minutes, folks. Bye-bye.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle-belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the happiest season of all. With those holiday greetings and gay happy meetings when friends come to call. It's the happiest season of all. There'll be parties for hosting, marshmallows for toasting, and caroling out in the snow. There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time of the scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's
It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time. Yes, the most wonderful time. Oh, the most wonderful time.
With it's the most wonderful time of the year. Well, looks like my brother woke up this morning so we can get some football picks in here. So, hey, you with me now, Kurt? Hello, hello. Hey, listen to me. I was waiting for you to call. And, well, of course, I had a lot of stuff done, but I had to take that, you know, my insensitive Christmas break, you know, because it's, you know, just, it's awful. It's racist to be celebrating Christmas these days. But I was going to pick Jacksonville last night, and I was talking to Mom, and that was my first thing. I wanted to pick Jacksonville, and I talked to Mom, and we both said that Texas is going to screw us, but we still went with them anyway, and, well, we all lost. And see, that's what I tell you. Every time we all three go together, we all lose. We're like Terry and the boys. So, you're not, you're cutting in and out. You're like, you sound like you're in, underwater. You sound like you're out of underwater. You got a, you're not on speaker, are you?
No.
There you
I
go.
Now tell you.
Now I can hear you. Now I can hear you just fine. Before it sounded like you're underwater. Anyway, did you get a chance to see the game? I was busy doing it last night. I didn't get a chance to see nothing. So what happened?
Yeah, Houston was pathetic. They too many mistakes. I think before the half they were at 115 yard negative due to penalties. Stupid.
You know, I'm really getting sick and tired of these teams. Don't they know? Don't they? I send them out the memo. Don't they read it? When I pick them, they have to win. Don't they understand that crap? All right, so you ready for some picks?
You ready
for some picks? Let's get it done. We're running out of time. We got 25 minutes. All right. Indianapolis at Cincinnati. And the way Indy and Cincy has been playing, I'm getting kind of... You know what I mean? I mean, this might be a closer game than what...
Nah, I got no qualms on this one. It's Indy.
I want to pick Indy, too, but they've had a bad habit of losing games they're not supposed to. I know they're playing in Cincy, but I don't think that matters. So, here's a good game. Now, what do you got as news as far as Rodgers is going with Green Bay? What you got any good dope on that?
No, he didn't pass his test, so he's not playing.
Yeah, I kind of had a feeling that he wasn't going to play. You can't I think, didn't he break his collarbone or something like that? I think that's what it was.
Yeah, collarbone. Jeez, that'll almost kill you.
Yeah, You know, I don't know if it's his throwing arm or not, but it doesn't really matter. You got a broken collarbone, and then if it's not healed all the way, you get hit by one of those 400-pound linemen coming at you at 40 miles an hour. I mean, you're so
he's,
anyway.
He's not playing.
Yeah, I'm kind of glad because I want to see him in the league. You know, a couple more years. I want to see him. You know, oh, remember Aaron Rodgers? Remember that guy? Yeah. Atlanta. At Green Bay. Now, this could be a very interesting game. I know they're playing in Green Bay.
I'll still take Green Bay.
I really want to take Green Bay, but they're kind of scaring me a little bit. But
I think Flynn has had enough practice time now. He'll be back in his swing.
Are they starting? I heard rumors that they were going to start the other guy. Or he's still hurt,
that.
Too. Oh. Well, I'm really looking forward to Flynn. I want to see Flynn successful. I like the guy. I want to see him. I want to see him successful. I'm rooting for the guy. So, I guess I'm going to go with Green Bay too. Cleveland at New England. That should be an easy one.
Do I even have to say it?
Now, okay. So you obviously don't have any hair on your schmeckle at all to go with Cleveland. upset.
Why would I?
They're playing in New England. Oh, I was just trying.
There you go.
I was just trying to get you to, Oakland at the Jets. Oh God, Almighty! Turn your sets off yesterday. Unbelievable. I want to pick Oakland. Their quarterback, the Jets quarterback, that guy, the backup. Well, he's having some difficulties. So I gotta go with my boys.
Oakland.
Well, Oakland's had problems since.
I'll take Oakland just because I want them.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm doing. I'm picking the men in black just because I want them. But I think with the Jets, I think at the end of this year, I don't know if they're going to get rid of Ryan or not. I know they like him. I don't know so much if it's really Ryan's fault is as much as, well, their talent. They just don't have the talent. I mean, you can only coach with what you have, you know? I mean,
they're going to have to clean house.
I mean, look, you say what you want about Tebow. Okay, fine, he throws some crazy passes. He does some weird stuff, but I would have played Tebow over Sanchez. I never thought Sanchez, even when he got the job from the very beginning, that was worthy of getting the starting position. So,
I don't care about the Jets. They can go away.
Yeah. Here's a good game now. Detroit at Philly. How about that? I think I might have to go pick Philly here.
That was a tough one. I was looking at that last night. Just don't know.
Well, the reason
probably
I'm picking
have to go Philly.
Well, yeah, the reason why I was picking Philly, why I'm picking Philly, is well, Philly's on a roll, and Detroit is showing what they always do and have for centuries. They start off good, they do this, and then second half of the season they drop trow and just, you know, that's it. So, all right, we'll go both of us go with Philly. Now, here's another interesting game. These are pretty well-matched games. I got to say this week, just about every team is relatively well-matched. There's a couple of them that aren't, but Miami at Pittsburgh. This is a hard one to pick.
It is, but
you can't trust Miami. You can't trust Pittsburgh.
Big Ben. Give me Big Ben.
You know what's pissing me off is every time I pick them, they lose. So I'm going to go with Miami. I'm going to go with Miami. And I know Mom's going to go with Pittsburgh. I want to pick Pittsburgh. I want to be able to pick them, but every time I do... I don't know. Here's another one. Buffalo at Tampa Bay. How about that?
Oh, my. What a sleeper.
But these are actual hard. I want to go with the beef, too, but they've been screwing me. And I kind of want to go Tampa Bay because I think that I'm going to have to go Tampa Bay just because I'm going to go with the upsets again because I can't. I don't know. But. These are going to be some good games. I think there's going to be some good football this week. I mean, yeah, I think Detroit, you know, is not that good. Miami's not that good. Buffalo's not, Tampa Bay. I mean, all these teams are not that good. The Jets, the Oakland, but they're matched. So I think we're going to see some really good, you know, well-matched, good football. So here's another one. Yeah,
so far,
City.
Go ahead.
No, you said so far what?
So far, they've all been pretty well-matched games.
Kansas City at Washington. I'm picking Kansas City because I can't stand Washington.
I'm with you.
But now, if Kansas City loses to Washington, which I think there is a possibility, so I'm going to have to invoke the I told you so clause into this because Washington is going to have to win here pretty soon, and Kansas City has been scarred the last 3 weeks.
I hate Washington enough to never pick them.
I don't like them enough to really pick them either. But I'm almost thinking about, but see, then again, you've got to look at Kansas City, who, yeah, they've been beaten up on all the, you know, the subpar teams, the under 500 teams, and then when they play somebody, you know, they lose. So Kansas City definitely does have an incredible opportunity to win this football game.
I'm picking them.
You picking them?
Yep.
Oh, God. I wish I could pick both of them and win whoever wins, but... All right, I'm going to go... God. I don't want to pick Washington. I don't want to pick them to win because I don't want them to win. But I got to put an I told you so clause in there. So, all right, Minnesota at Baltimore. How about that?
Oh, that's easy. Baltimore.
Think? Don't got enough hair in your schmeckle to pick Minnie?
No. Does anybody?
No. I don't even think Minnesota is going to be picking Minnesota. So.
Nope.
Actually, Baltimore, I think, has righted their ship a little bit. I think they're getting a little bit better. They're still they're not Super Bowl caliber. This year.
No, but they're on their way back.
All right, now here's one. So we'll see. Just you know, we'll see how big and bold you really are. Tennessee at Denver.
Not very big, not very bold.
Denver. Oh, God. Why do I want to pick Tennessee to upset Denver in Denver?
Because you're an idiot.
I can't.
The only reason.
I want to do it just because I want to see an upset, but I'm in Vegas. I got to put my chips on Denver. I mean,
different upset. You can't do that.
Not with Tennessee. Well, then again.
No, then again, nothing.
Well, hey, stranger things have happened. So, well, we're going to have to go Denver. I mean, Denver's a smart money. They're a tough team. And if Seattle and Denver get to the Super Bowl, that's going to be a good game, man. That's going to be the game.
Great.
Of the century. That's going to be an incredible game. And they're playing here in New York. I wish I'd be able to find a way to get tickets. God almighty. And it's going to be cold, and it's going to be snowing. It's going to be beautiful. It's going to be the Super Super Bowl is what it's going to be.
Yeah,
and
snowing.
Take it home, man. Well, I hope it is. So it's raining right
snow
now.
Here.
Did it?
We got
last
snow. We got ice.
Really? You still got snow on the ground?
Yeah, we won't even get past freezing. It'll be down. It'll only get to about 26 today.
So how much snow is actually on the ground? Just powder?
Oh, probably an inch. It's covered. It's covered.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
Did it's very cool.
No.
Did it snow, what, this morning or last overnight or yesterday?
Yeah, overnight. Overnight. And then we got high winds. 45-mile-an-hour wind, so we'll get snow blowing everywhere. It'll be something.
Don't, you know, there's nothing like having no idea that it's snowing, and you wake up in the morning, and you walk out the door, and you see the whole area covered. I love that. When you don't know it's going to snow, and you wake up, and you got that big white surprise. I love it, love it, love it. So...
Yep.
All right, this is going to be a really good game, and I'm going back and forth. St. Louis at Arizona. I'm going to have to pick St. Louis. I think they're that much better, but Arizona's in Arizona, and Arizona they got
a good record. St. Louis. Jeez.
Let me see here. Well, look, this is a division game, and they both play each other very top on division games here.
Arizona's just, they've amazed me.
Well, they lost one, they won one, lost one, won two, lost two, won four, and then they lost the last game. So,
but it all depends on who they play.
Right.
St. Louis just isn't right. I like them, but they're just not right.
Well, they can be. They want to every once in a while, but they've lost more than they won.
I'll go Arizona.
Oh, really? Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. St. Louis is 5-7. Arizona is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Seven and five. Yeah, I might have. You know, I want to pick St. Louis. I know they're playing in Arizona. I'm gonna pick St. Louis. I don't know why. You're gonna go with Arizona. Howie's boy. Maybe he might. He might do something. So pick Arizona. I might have to switch back to Arizona, but I'm gonna pick St. Louis. I still can't believe that Jacksonville game. That was my first instinct. Sometimes you just have to go with your first instinct for no reason at all. But all right, here's another one. Here's another good game. These are some really very closely matched games. This is probably the best week thus far as, you know, overall matched games. New York Giants at San Diego. San Diego's been going down. New York has been trying to go up. But San Diego, I don't know what the hell went on with them.
They screwed us a few times.
Yeah, they have.
Giants have screwed us a few times, too. So,
God, have they screwed us a few times. Let me see their
record. San Diego for me.
You know what's making me mad? I've been wanting to pick San Diego, and I've been picking them, and every time I pick them, they lose. I don't pick them, and they win.
I know.
1, 2, 3, 4. Well, they're 5-7, too, San Diego. So let's see what New York is. I think New York is like, I think they're 5-7, too, and they won them all at once. They're on a five-game winning streak, I think. No, they went on a four-game winning streak. They lost one, and then they won another one, so... They're both 5-7. I know they're playing in San Diego. I want to pick San Diego. Yeah, let me go Sandog. Get my boys in the Navy. Give them a chance to do something here. All right, now this next one should be pretty easy. Seattle at San Francisco.
Yeah, that's not that easy.
Well, I don't think San Francisco has enough to beat Seattle. Seattle's on a high right now. They broke the record now, again with the Lauda Stadium. The team is on, they're on autopilot. They can't be stopped. They're a tsunami, man.
But San Francisco, they're at the point where they have to win this game. They're going to fight.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a fight.
Yeah, I think you're going to see I think it's going to be a much tighter game than we've seen in the past between these two this year. You know, it's only one game, but I think it's going to be tight. It's either going to be tight or Seattle's going to blow them out. I'd like to see another...
I'd love to see them blow them out, but I just don't see that happening this time. Seattle or San Francisco's got to fight. They're going to give it everything they've got. They have to win.
You're right. They have to. They don't have. If they lose this, I think they're going to lose their opportunity to go into the playoffs, to be honest. I don't think they're going to be they're going to win the wild card.
No, they'll be out. I can't pick against Seattle, though. So I got to say Seattle just because
I would prefer that. I see Seattle overtaking San Francisco. Not really easy, but I see him being, you know, I think Seattle's going to be in control of the game the entire game, but San Francisco is going to show pockets of of resistance. And I think it's going to be a good game.
It'll be a fight the entire time.
I'm hoping that it's a fight. And it's the afternoon game. Now,
I think, be honest, I think smart money would go to San Francisco because they need to win. They're going to do everything they can. But my heart goes to Seattle, of course. Seattle's a better team.
Yeah, I just don't think San Francisco, their heart's going to be in it, but that's all they're going to be able to have. That's not going to be able to overcome Seattle's explosive offense that they got now. I mean, they're running the ball. They're passing the ball. Wilson is running the ball. Their defense is starting to pick it up. I mean, all the cylinders are firing. So,
I'm picking Seattle, but I might go with a told you so.
All right. Put that down as a TS, told you so, or TYS. All right, we got two more games here, and then I got to play one last song, and then we're done for the weekend here. Carolina at New Orleans. I went New Orleans all the way, but I think we're going to see.
I think we're going to see a tough game. They're playing in New Orleans, so no question about it.
That's what sent me over the hump, is because they're in New Orleans. Now, if they were in Carolina, and now you have New Orleans coming off their devastating loss last week, and then come into Carolina, which Carolina is hungry. I mean, these boys are starving. They want. They are hungry. And they come to the stadium to eat. They don't come to sit on a bench. They're hungry. So I think we're good. These are some good games this week. I think we're going to see a lot of really, really good football. And to finish it off, Monday night we're going to have Dallas at Chicago. Now, I mean, this is the best week. The only one that's really out of whack is Cleveland at New England. That's the only game that is really – and Tennessee and Denver. That's the only two games that are – they're not really matched well. So Dallas and Chicago, it's just a matter of, well, I guess whatever team you like.
They don't have Cutler back yet, so I'll take Dallas.
Yeah. I wanted to pick, Chicago should be a lot better team. And I think Cutler's a good team. He gets hurt a lot, though. That's what bugs me about him. I'd like to see him on the field a lot more, but what can you do? He's hurt. So he's been hurt most of his career. And it's sad. Maybe if he came over to the Jets for some reason, maybe just sometimes, a change of scenery. But I can't see Cutler being in the league for too much longer. He's too injury-prone, and I think teams are just going to release him because they don't want to put up with it. I mean, it's not his fault he's getting injured. I mean, I'm not blaming him. I like Cutler. I want to see him play. But as a business standpoint, when your guy keeps getting hurt all the time, you can't, So you're going to go Dallas? I think I'm going to go Dallas, too. I'd love to pick the Bears, but...
I'd like to see it, but I just can't see it. Got to go Dallas on that one.
Well, Dallas at least now has a chance to win because Chicago's injured. So,
yeah,
never are with that. Okay, we've completed our mission. We got all the picks in here. These are going to be some good games. I think we're going to see a lot of good football this Sunday. So,
yep.
Well, all righty, I got to get going. I got time for one more thing. Enjoy your snow. And all right, we'll talk to you tomorrow. See me later. All right, that's it, guys. We made it through another exciting day of this fine radio program. So we're going to play one more Christmas song, and that will be it. We'll see you back here Monday morning at 10 a.m. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir,
and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh, and every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.